Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 everybody, everybody, everybody. We are excited on this morning. Greetings to every last one of you. I am host Dr. Lakita Long, and I'm coming to you for this Faith Focus Friday. I'm excited to be your host today, specifically talking about returning to faith. And we're excited about the opportunity to be able to come to you live on this morning with the opportunity to share really great news. Just in case you're wondering, what is Faith Focus Friday? It is 15-minute pause at the beginning or the end of your Friday, totally designed to just remind you about the power of staying faithful and faith-focused throughout the day and or week, using empowerment and simple biblical truths to connect you to real-life moments. As usual, we like to share our theme scripture with you, which is found in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is simply the ability to see something or do something without having all the necessary parts or resources. Faith is essential to our living and even to our dying. But when we look at Hebrews 11 and 6, it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So you get it? You understand what it is that we need to know. I often do a lot of different quotes. And one of the quotes that I've said throughout my life is that faith sees it before it gets it and does it because it knows it's going to work. I'm going to say it again. Faith sees it before it gets it and does it because it knows it's going to work. Another quote that I like to use is that you will never be ready if you're ready is never prepared to do the work. You will never be ready if you're ready is never prepared to do work. And the last one that I'll give you for today, life is too expensive to let it run amok. Life is too expensive to let it run amok. So when we're looking at faith, we understand faith is an element every person on the earth has. The Bible specifically records that in Romans 12 and 3, it says, "For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith." So everyone has faith. Say it to yourself, "I have a measure of faith." And we've already talked about the pivotal definition of faith that is recorded in Hebrews 11 and 1, which says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things that is not even seen. When we're looking at the title and the topic that we're dealing with on today, returning to faith, we will take a quick but realistic look at how at various times in all of our lives we have strayed away from our faith in God, in people, and even in ourselves. It will encourage you, hopefully, to take a deeper look at what is providing you with what you know as meaning and hope, how to be resilient and overcome in all things. It is true, you and I both know that there are times in our lives when we don't have the answers to certain things, and we're left sometimes feeling perplexed about what it is that we should or should not do. Sometimes in the waiting for an answer, we will detour our belief system and alter our understanding of life at its basic core. But God has a way of helping us get back on track. This is why, for me, I believe this topic is so real. Whether you are a believer, atheist, agnostic, someone who is spiritual, of another faith, returning to faith is critical for any and every person. Whether you are a Christian, Jew, Muslim, Buddhist, whatever, it's true because returning to one's faith requires that you take an exploration and a look at what it is you say you believe in this life. And what we believe is what it is we're going to speak. And what we speak, that's the behavior that we're going to take on. And the behavior that we're going to take on begins to form the expression of our experiences. And so if we have no faith and we just live our life amok and we live it according to the dictates of how we feel, then in the world as we know it, people will become cold as we see, distant as we know, and very much narcissistic, thinking only about themselves, to the point where it's creating the spirit of paranoia in folks in a cynical way for others to believe and look at their life. I want to challenge you that are just joining us and listening to this call to understand your faith is relevant, it is real, and your faith has relational purposes for yourself and for others. And it's important for you to understand the value of your faith. Your faith connects you to the core of your soul, and your soul becomes like this entry point because it contains the mind, the will, and your intellect. It's the place that houses your ability to even understand why you do what it is that you say that you do. And so I want us to quickly be able to look at the few moments that we have to look at why it's important to return to faith. Even if you think you're already in the faith, I'm going to challenge you to take a deeper look to ensure that truly you're in the faith. I'm looking at an interesting story in the Bible that I've always been interested by because there are so many people who still deal with the same type of thing today. It's a story about a man who has a son in whom he has himself, by his own admission, the father, called what the son had a dumb spirit, retarded, and makes himself to be harmed by his own actions. The part that I think is really interesting is the realization of the father and the disciples of Jesus Christ to have a meaning to return to their faith in order to believe that there could be something even done for this boy. So we find ourselves in the book of Mark, chapter 9, verses 16 through 25. And this is really powerful and interesting. And where we're going to come in to this text is where the Jesus is having a conversation with the scribes. And it says this, and he asked the scribes, "What question ye with them?" And one of the multitude answered and said, "Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit." Verse 18, "And wheresoever he takes him, it tears him up and causes him to foam and gnash and grind his teeth and pines away. And I spake to your disciples, but they could not get out." And verse 19 says, "And he answered him and said, Jesus, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you to be around me? Bring the boy to me." Verse 20. "And they brought unto him the boy. And when he saw him," when the boy saw him, straightway, but it wasn't the boy that saw him, but when the boy saw him, straightway the spirit tear him. And the boy fell on the ground and began to like have tantrums and foam at the mouth. Verse 21. And Jesus asked his father, the boy's father, "How long has this been? How long has he been doing this?" And the father said, "Since he's been." And so what we see here is that the father asked him, how long has this been? And Jesus asked him, "How long has this been?" And he said, "Since a child." And he has thrown himself into the fire. He's thrown himself into the water to destroy him. This thing has done this thing to him. "But if you can do anything," the father says, "have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus said unto him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief."
when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter him no more. The power of all about returning to faith as we see it was the requirement that we all have, number one, which is to go back to the source of your faith. For this man, he had to come to Jesus. It had to happen. No one else could do it. The disciples didn't do it, so he had to go back to the source of his faith. When you return to faith, you also have to admit where you are and what it is that you need. He admitted, look, I got the son since a child has done X, Y, and Z. And therefore, I don't know what to do. I don't have the ability to do what is necessary, but I need the help. Verse 3, when returning to faith, you have to examine your own heart and confess your own sin. The father said, hey, Lord, help me. I believe, but help my unbelief. That's the part that keeps holding us on to stuff that we cannot see, but it holds us bondage to what it is that we don't want. And so when we look at it all, and all in all, returning to faith requires action, commitment, and the discipline to actually follow through on what it is you say. And so I want to encourage you for this Faith Focus Friday to return to faith and to trust God with everything that's on the inside of you and to never, ever doubt God is faithful and God is going to do exactly what he says he is going to do. Be super duper encouraged. I'm Dr. Lakita. I want you to know that this is Faith Focus Fridays. All things truly are working together for your good because you know that God is on your side. I love you. God bless you. And I'm praying for you always.